hit the jackpot.
That jabroni you have sitting in your studio.
Ow.
Is this jabroni's name?
Jabroni of the week.
Well, let's keep it in the Big 12. How about that? We got to go with, first off, with this honorable mentions. Got to go with the Oklahoma State fans. It's been pretty rough. We mentioned this earlier in the show about how they had to go with today. Jawan Evans, the best player for Oklahoma State as a sophomore, declares for the NBA drafts. And not only does he leave, well, a couple days before today, actually Saturday, Brad Underwood leaves for Illinois. All of a sudden. Fans, I don't think, had a clue about this. I don't honestly know that for sure. But what's funny about this story, though, is 1 year ago today, it was announced that Brad Underwood was leaving Stephen F. Austin for Oklahoma State. So that means Brad was not even with the Cowboys for a whole year, less than a year. Yeah. He was in Stillwater.
And again, there's many reasons to understand this move, but you could say that things were not handled the best by Brad Underwood leaving after 1 year at Oklahoma State.
All right, next I'm going to move on to a little bit of MMA at an event called Knockout Promotions, KOP 54 in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Joseph Nem, he was no match for his opponent. In this story, it does not have the opponent's name, the guy who won the fight, but Joseph was knocked out in 12 seconds. I mean, right out of the gate. His opponent is just punching him left and right in the face. I mean, he's a bloody mess afterwards. He gets knocked down 12 seconds. But he is so messed up. He was so badly damaged after these fights. I mean, no doubt this guy had a concussion. He gets up. He has no idea where he is. The referee comes over to check on him, and he puts the referee in a chokehold, a rear naked choke. And then the officials have to run in and try to break it up, and he's not letting the referee go. And after a while, he finally lets him go, and then he realizes what happened. And man, just that's a rough night for Joseph Nem, who's an MMA fighter. He's a professional too, so that's not a good look.
That sounds like a wrestling thing. Like sometimes the refs get involved in the fights a little bit, right?
Once in a great while. Yeah, not too often, man, anymore.
But that's Ronda Rousey time. 12 seconds.
All right, next. This is funny. I got some audio to go with this. Hopefully it sounds okay. It's kind of bad quality, but going to Africa, South Africa for this story, an African Premier League game between Free State and Cape Town. African Premier League, Mohamed Anas, he was the player of the game, I guess, for Free State, and he was interviewed after the game, and during his interview, he thanks his wife, but then thanks his girlfriend. Let's see if this works here. Oh, now it's not going to work. Okay, great. Okay. Let me see if I can get this to work here because it's
so you think both of them in the same sentence?
It's only 15 seconds, but here, let's see if we can get this to work here because it's pretty good stuff. Hopefully it's to work here.
And I appreciate my fans also. My wife and my girlfriend. My wife. Yeah, sorry to say. I'm so sorry, my wife. Listen, I love you so much. I love you so much from my heart. So
so was he busted?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he was. This was over the weekend, so we don't know exactly what happened. But the video obviously went viral. It's been retweeted 10,000 times.
Wow, that's funny.
A lot of people have, of course, seen it. So that's a big blunder.
Yeah,
I don't know how you do that.
That's
but,
right.
Apparently, they're both women that really believe in this guy. That's that's love right there.
What country?
South Africa.
South Africa.
But finally, you got to bring something up from the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of blunder. I mean, I guess there was a few with
the Vanderbilt one.
But Vandy's Matthew Fisher Davis during the Vanderbilt Northwestern game, the 8-9 matchup in the first round. Well, old Matthew, inexplicably, he committed an intentional foul to put Northwestern on the free throw line with 15 seconds left. But Vanderbilt had the lead. He didn't realize. And here's the deal. When it comes to NCAA tournament, games will go down to free throws much earlier than you would see in a regular season game. But with 15 seconds left, your team has the lead. You just made a bucket to take the lead, and then you commit the foul. Didn't realize you can obviously tell he felt really bad after his teammate said, "Dude, what are you doing out there?" Northwestern will make their foul shots, and really the Wildcats will not look back as the other Purple Wildcats win their first ever NCAA tournament game.
Well, it sounds like he really owned up to it in the locker room after the game.
Yeah.
He was really beat up about it. His teammates had his back, which is a happy ending to the story. But, yeah, that was brutal. And I imagine quite a bit of money exchanged hands as a result of that with all the gambling that happens during March Madness. You are famous, I kind of use that term loosely, for putting injuries into Jabroni of the Week. You know, some guy gets injured.
Yeah, sometimes.
And, and they become a Jabroni as a result. I am really glad you didn't mention this one. And I don't know why I'm even bringing it into this discussion, but I saw it and it emotionally impacted me a little bit seeing this. The headline is Bullfighter Gets Gored in the Rectum.
Yeah. I left this one out.
You did?
Yeah.
Was there a reason?
Well, no, I just had to choose.
I don't know why bullfighting is still a thing. I mean, I know it's like a traditional thing in Spain and maybe Portugal as well, but I'm sorry. This was in Mexico City. Okay. I didn't realize that they did this in Mexico as well, but a Mexico bullfighter named Antonio Romero suffered suffered a foot-long laceration of his rectum after being gored by a 1,200-pound bull on Sunday in Mexico City. Oh, my goodness. It is a quote-unquote very serious, very severe injury that caused grave injury to his rectum. I don't think that he'll be bullfighting anymore. I don't think that anyone should be bullfighting to begin with. Ugh, just horrible. Oh, yeah, the video was posted, too. You do not want to watch that. That's going to do it for the game. K-State Baseball is next on K-Man.